I would say that the common ground of those three traditions is contemplative practice. One can't stray very far from Catholicism or from Buddhism or from Quakerism if one is just sitting and engaging with that practice. But I think to put it in a more complicated way, I've sometimes said that I have a Buddhist mind because I think I approach the world analytically through Buddhism. It's got a good analytical framework for me. And I sometimes say I have a Catholic heart because that will just always have been opened by the experiences I had as a Catholic. And then I say I have a Quaker backside because that is what I position on a folding chair once a week at Twin City Friends meetings. So I guess in my physiology, that's how I bring those three places together. But it's the contemplative center that is really the guiding point for me.